Hello, millennials. Welcome back to the Millennials Podcast with me, Karapuma Kopela, and we are back with another episode. But first things first, I hope that everyone is doing well, especially everyone in South Africa, because we have a heat wave going on, and I know it's going to last until next year, January, and it's currently November. It happens every single year, so I hope that every single person in South Africa is doing okay. But to our audience tuning in from different continents, I hope that you guys are not experiencing the same heat wave that we are. But yeah, I just hope that everyone is doing great, and we'll just go straight into the episode. As you can see by the title of this episode, it's titled The Decision, and it was inspired by one of the Synoptic Gospels, primarily Luke chapter 23, verse 39 to 43. And I'm just going to read it for us so that we have some context on what this episode is about. All right. So here it goes. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear the Lord?" he said. "Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said to Jesus, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus responded, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." So this is a story of the crucifixion of Jesus, right? And the main reason why I wanted to use this particular text is because it represents how we respond when we have an encounter with Jesus. It represents the two decisions that we have after an encounter that we have with Jesus, right? And the first decision is represented by the first criminal. Right, so this is the criminal who hurled insults at Jesus. So basically, this criminal is someone who was very entitled, did not acknowledge Jesus, but wanted to be saved. Right, so this represents someone who does not necessarily want to follow Jesus, but wants the benefits of following Jesus. And this is something that we do not want, because if you are given an opportunity to encounter the Messiah, you would rather go for the second decision. And the second decision is represented by the second criminal. This is someone who acknowledged who Jesus was and repented and acknowledged his sin. And here he says, "Don't you fear the Lord? We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve." So this is someone with a heart that is now full of repentance and actually acknowledges who Jesus is. And this is so beautiful, because these two criminals actually represent how the world responds to Jesus. You only have two decisions that you can make. It's either number one, you deny who Jesus is and you do not accept him as your Lord and Savior, or you have the second decision where you actually acknowledge who he is, repent and acknowledge him as your Lord and Savior, and you can be in paradise with him. Right, so this is such a very, very beautiful Bible story, because it is not only a Bible story that we know of, but most of the time when we hear it during Easter, we only hear about Jesus. But it is so important to incorporate it as well with the two criminals, because this represents the two decisions that we can make, right? And it is so beautiful again, because it shows that you only have two decisions. It's either you are with Jesus or you are without Jesus. There is no gray ground in Christianity, right? It's either you are for Christ or you are not for Christ. And if you ever find yourself in a position whereby you are in and out, you surely are out. Because once you are in, you are in. You do not have any reason for you to be out, right? And the other two things that are very important here is that the first criminal actually had an earthly mindset. He said, "Save yourself and save us." So his mind was fixated on what was going on in that moment and what he could gain from being freed and to continue living on earth. But the second criminal had actually acknowledged that, you know what, I will die, but as I die, I want to go to heaven with Jesus. And that is so important for us. The other question is that when we are children of God, we should ask ourselves this question. Are we actually focused on things that are happening right now in the earth, or are we focused on things that are happening in heaven? Do we have a kingdom mindset? And one of my favorite Bible scriptures is Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. I'm not going to quote all of it because I'm suddenly forgetting, but it says that you have been raised up with Christ. Therefore, set your hearts on things above and not on the things of this world, because you have died to this world. And this is what the second criminal is representing, that you have died to this world. So set your hearts on things above. And when we start to set our hearts on things above, surely we can look forward to being with Jesus Christ in paradise. So it is just a reminder for us to constantly ask ourselves, are we so focused on the things that are happening today, like the first criminal, or are we setting our eyes in heaven, like the second criminal? And the other thing is that we are saved by grace through faith and not by our works, so that no one can boast. And this is from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 9. And the beauty of this is found with the second criminal's case. Well, both of them, but primarily I just want to highlight the second criminal. The second criminal acknowledged that he was a criminal and he is getting punished for what he deserves, his grievous deeds, right? But he was saved by grace and he found himself in paradise. And this is just to show us as Christians specifically that we can do so many things in the name of the Lord, but ultimately we are saved by grace. And this is going to come as a surprise to many Christians when we get to heaven. Truly, truly pray that we get to heaven where we're going to see people who did the most gruesome acts here on earth. You might see someone that you know and you're just like, how in the world did you get to heaven? But it's just a reminder that we are going to see such people in heaven because we are ultimately saved by grace. If this criminal had to be saved by his works, do you really, really think that he was going to be in paradise with the Father later that day? Of course he was not. He was a criminal. He was at the cross of Calvary because he did something bad. And imagine back in those days, what could he have had possibly done for him to find himself at the cross of Calvary? For you to die such a death. When I did my research earlier on, it says that this kind of death or crucifixion was reserved for certain people. So imagine what this man did for him to end up here. So of course, if he was saved by his works, then he would have never been in paradise with Jesus later that day. And this is just a reminder to say that, you know what, we can do everything right and we can try our best. And this is not me saying that you should not do good things here on earth and you should not live a life of purpose, but it is to remember that ultimately we are saved by grace and not by our works. And this is just another thing that I want to highlight about the beauty of being a child of God compared to other religions, as they're called in society, is that we do not have to work our way to heaven. The currency is not works. But if you look at other religions, the currency is work. You have to live a certain way. You have to do certain things. You have to do this. You have to do that. You have to do this. But we are saved by grace. We are saved by grace. What kind of love is that? The most pure love of all. That we do not have to slave ourselves away to receive the love of the Father and to be with Him in paradise. We just have to believe that He is who He says He is and have faith. And we will be with him in paradise. And that's what the second criminal is representing. So ultimately, these two decisions are very important. And if you ever find yourself wanting to outreach to people, the crucifixion of Jesus is a story that is told every year globally during Easter. But when you get an opportunity to have a conversation with someone, just incorporate these two criminals into the story and say, these are the two decisions that you have. It's either number one, you become entitled and you want all the things that Jesus has to offer, but you do not want him. Or number two, you acknowledge who he is. You repent of your sin. You believe that he is who he says he is and you will find yourself in paradise with him. And the third one, which is the most beautiful one. Well, all of them are beautiful, but the third one is that Jesus forgives all of our sins. There is no sin that is too bad for Jesus. There is no sin that is too gruesome for Jesus to bear. And this story is the perfect representation of that. Because what in the world? You know, I did some research wanting to find out what these two men did for them to be crucified. You know, gruesome acts. But Jesus forgave the second criminal. Because there is no sin that is too much for Jesus. So whatever we do today, may we not think that the sin that we have committed in the past is too much for Jesus. And that is the lie that the enemy will try and tell many, many people and prevent many people from coming to Jesus. The only thing that he can do is try to distort the image of God in people's minds. And this is just another encouragement. If you have sinned, repent, run back to the Father like the prodigal son. There is no sin that is too much for Jesus to bear. And this Bible story is the perfect representation of that, the decision that we have in Christ. And ultimately, this is a decision that you can make again if you feel like you have fallen short, or if you have backslid, or if you have done something, you can make the right decision once again and follow Jesus. But let us not fix our minds on what is happening, the chaos of what was happening in that day. Everything that is happening in the world, definitely on that day of the crucifixion, the first criminal was probably like, you know what, actually, I just want to be saved. I just want to leave here. I just want to do this. I just want to do that. May we not become so earthly minded and be on survival mode that we do not see Jesus right in front of us. May we not have a victim mentality that we do not see Jesus when he is right in front of us. Imagine that. The first criminal was panicking. I want to be saved. I want to get out of here. If you see, you even see an exclamation mark in that text. Just want to get out of here. I just want to leave. I just want to do that. I just want to. That he could not see the Messiah right in front of him. Right in front of him. May we not allow life's influences, life's circumstances to distort our image so much that we do not see Jesus when he is right in front of us. For the number of times that I just mentioned the word see, it reminds me of the previous episode. So if you have not listened to the previous episode, please do listen to it. But this is such an important Bible text. I truly love it. And when I had this revelation, I had the opportunity to share it at life class. When I had to teach one of the lessons that day, to say that this Bible text represents the decisions that we have when we have an encounter with the Lord, two decisions in Christianity. It's either you are with Jesus or you are without Jesus. If you are in and out, you are without him. Remember the story of the 10 virgins. 5 only entered in. And after they entered in, the door was shut. Because the other ones went to look for oil. They went to find something. You know, they were in and out. They were doing their own thing with hopes of getting back before the groom gets back. But what happened? They were shut out. And that is how it is when it comes to Jesus. It's either you are in or you are out. You cannot be in, go out, and then hope to come back. Hopefully, and I pray that if you are out right now, that you will be able to come back to him soon before it's too late. Because ultimately, Jesus will come back, and may he find you. May he find you working, and may he find you waiting for him, not being about doing other things and trying to save yourself and having an earthly mindset. That got so deep. But that is the episode for today. And I just wanted to also share that there will be testimonials from the girls that I disciple at my church. I love those girls to bits, and they are on my Instagram page. They are related to this episode about the decision. So the decision to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And after you have accepted Jesus Christ and Lord as your Lord and Savior, you follow him, and ultimately you can make the best decision of your life, which is to get baptized. So I'm going to share their testimonies on my Instagram page. And if you want to connect with me on the Instagram page, you can just look at the description and you'll find the link to my profile there, and you can look at the girls' testimonies. I love you guys. See you on the next episode. Bye.